thanks for joining us here this evening on AM Stereo 1220 KJN. And those of you that may be listening in anywhere in the world as well at KJN.com. And if you have those folks outside the area that want to listen into the broadcast, just tell them to go to KJN.com. You click that little listen live icon in the top right corner and then just click play on the streaming player that'll pop up there for you. You can listen to the game here this evening. And these two teams are getting themselves warmed up here for the girls' contest tonight. We're set to go here in just a few minutes. And two teams a little bit different points in their season here, as AHST is now out to a 4-3 record here on the season. And for the Griswold Tigers, they've had a rough go of it here so far on the season, and they are 0-6 on the year so far. So yet to pick up that first victory, and they'll try to do that tonight here at home. And we should see an interesting contest here this evening, as AHST, not a team that's going to overwhelm anybody. And so Griswold's, I imagine, going to think that they have an opportunity to try to play a competitive game here tonight.
Well, they sure hope so. I mean, both these teams want to be able to come out here on a Friday night and entertain a little bit. They're two teams that have been, I guess you could call it, what's the phrase I'm looking for? The score challenge. Let's just leave it at that. They don't score a lot of points necessarily. For the Tigers, their leading score averages just a little under 7 points a game. So you kind of get an idea how tough the points have been to come by. On the other side for AHST, 8.6 is their leading scorer on the year. So neither one of these teams with a double-digit scorer on the season. So there's really no one person to go to.
And that's what kind of lends itself to those tighter ball games here, too, for those these two teams, with not scoring a ton of points out there, not really racing out and laying it on anybody else out there, and seeing some pretty close tight ball games. So we take a look here at the starting lineups here for these two teams here this evening as we get started here this evening, and they're going to get introduced to the crowd here as we let you know who they are as well. For the AHST Lady Vikes here on the road, head coach Frank Nelson will send out this starting five tonight. Number 11, Caitlin Schroeder, a 5'4 senior. Number 15, Cassie Crummel, a 5'5 senior. Number 23, Caitlin Kai, a 5'4 senior. Number 25, Courtney Cardell, a 5'5 senior. And number 35, Casey Peters, a 5'8 junior. That's your starting lineup here tonight for the Lady Vikes from AHST. For the Griswold Tigers, the home squad here tonight, to head coach Katie Elwood, and they'll send out this starting five. Number 12, Jordan Sint, is a 5'4 junior. She'll run a lot of the point guard for the Tigers. Number 14, Markel Brunk, a 5'6 sophomore. Number 22, Trisha Huerta, a 5'7 sophomore. Also, a number 24, Serena Robinette, a 5'7 junior. And number 30 is sophomore 5'4, Brooke Hansen. Out there here, the starting five for the Griswold Tigers. And Griswold will be wearing their home whites with the blue lettering and trim. And AHST on the road here this evening. And we'll get your national anthem here taken care of before we get things started here this evening. And have our national anthem here sung by some of the Griswold students here this evening. National anthem taken care of here this evening. Once again, all the students here from the Griswold School District getting that going for us here. Basketball in their home game with HSD. Who you are? School. the girls' game wraps up, we'll have a brief break in between, and we'll have the boys' game for you later on this evening also. Once again, your starting fives, AHST, Caitlin Schroeder, Cassie Crummel, Caitlin Kai, Courtney Cardell, and Casey Peters. For Grizzle, Jordan Sint, Markel Brunk, Trisha Huerta, Serena Robinette, and Brooke Hansen out there to start here tonight. And in the center circle, it's going to be Huerta tapping it up, and it's going to go into the backcourt. Grizzle is going to control the basketball, and they'll have it first here as we start off. They'll work from right to left here on the court. And they'll bring it up here. Sint will throw it down on the right side. Hansen will fire up a quick shot. That's going to go off the back of the rim. No good. Rebound in underneath, but it's stolen away as Crummel got in there and took it away right out of the hands of Brunk. Now here's Cardell with the basketball. She'll cross over to the free throw line and now stop and kick it back up top. Crummel will dump it off to Cardell. She'll turn, try to go to the basket, and she traveled with the basketball. A good job by the Grizzle defender getting a hand on the ball to make her hang on to it. And that'll turn things over. Inbound here as Huerta will send it in and gets it in here to Sint on the run. She'll run right side, cross, a nice pass across the lane, and a shot up and good there by Brunk. Markel Brunk with the first basket of the game, and it's 2-0 Grizzled on top. Here's Cardell across the timeline. We'll work out here left side. Now kick it back up front. Schroeder will pump fake and drive, gets a screen, gets a couple of nice screens, and gets around and gets to the basket, an easy shot off the glass.
Boy, got a little bit better help side defense there than that. That took a long time for her to make that swing around that far side. Nobody picked her up.
And now Sint's going to try to lob it down underneath. It gets knocked back out, and right there is Brunk to grab it and gun it and knock it home. It's the little short jumper, and it's now 4-2, Tigers on top. Cardell will bring it into the front court here for the Lady Vikes. Tries to throw it down low. Was almost tipped away, and then Peters walked with it as she tried to jump up and rise for the pass over to the outside and lost her pivot foot and didn't get rid of the ball. Inbound pass now here for the Tigers, and they'll throw it up ahead. They get it in the hands of Hansen, and now she gets called for the double dribble.
A little late on the whistle, but it was the right call.
Lady Vikes will inbound here. Some full court pressure put on here by the Tigers. And they inbound, and then they'll back off here and just some token pressure. Here's Cardell. She'll bring it across right side. Now cross over, and she carried the basketball trying to cross over.
Ball got a little too far away from the body, and it just looked bad when she tried to make that move to curl around that defender.
So now the Tigers will bring it up the floor as Sint will have it. Sint will dribble right side. Now crosses over to the left, and will dump it back out. Work it up to the top. It's Hansen. Three-pointer, no good. Rebound is going to come right into the hands of Schroeder, and she'll run it up right side of the floor. Schroeder, the defense moved away from her. Sint was able to cut her off. She has to kick it back outside. They get it out here to Kai. Kai now back over to Crummel. Crummel hangs on to it, dumps it off to Cardell. She'll take a couple of dribbles to the left side. Tries to go up the shot, partially blocked there. Good defensive pressure by Robinette, and the Tigers come away with it. Up the floor, Huerta with the basketball. She'll hang on to it, and now needs to get rid of it. Gets it off to Sint. Low pass. She lost the handle on it. Now it's going to be tied up. Cardell came over and tied her up. And it's going to be a Lady Vike basketball on the arrow. And we're going to have a line change here for the Lady Vikes, as they are going to bring in a whole new set of fresh faces. And Grizzle brought in just a couple of substitutions as well, as Cassidy Legg comes into the contest. Inbound pass now here, and Lady Vikes are going to get called for another double dribble, as that was whistled against Kaylee Welsh.
Lots of Frank Nelson I've been watching for the last 20-plus years. When it comes time to make a substitution, you make a substitution.
Full sail change. And now here off the inbound, Tigers having a tough time hanging on to it, and they lose the basketball.
Well, they had Huerta wide open underneath the basket. They didn't see her in time, and then a quick steal.
Pass here right side, it's Marissa Kai with the basketball, and she's going to step on the baseline before she tries to kick it back up top and turns it right back over. It's Marissa Kai along with Sierra Heine, also Kaylee Welsh, Lauren Baylor, and Danica Groby out there for the Lady Vikes right now after that substitution a moment ago. Here's a dribble into the lane and a shot up too strong off the glass that time by Huerta, and we're going to have a tie-up here on the rebound. It's going to belong to Griswold underneath the basket. Huerta will send it in. And she's looking for some help. Now finally gets it in under the basket. Robinette with a quick shot was blocked. And then a nice rebound on the other side by Cassidy Legg. And she gets fouled trying to go back up with it. And the foul is going to be whistled here against Welsh. Kaylee Welsh picks up her first foul, and that's the first foul in either squad. Free throw on the way off the back of the iron. No good there by Cassidy Legg. One more coming here. Legg sits up, fires it away, and that one's good. It's now 5-2. Griswold on top. Inbound pass now here for the Lady Vikes, and they'll work it up right side of the floor as they'll bring it over here, and it's going to be a skip pass from Baylor over left side, and they get it back up top. Baylor has it. She'll dribble and dump it off now here to Sierra Heine. Heine, bounce pass to Groby. Groby hanging on to it at the elbow, has it slapped out of her hands, but then controls it again, goes down right side of the lane, got a good look at the basket, but missed the shot. And then a quick travel off the rebound as Hansen came down with it and ran before she dribbled.
Yeah, they kind of did Groby a favor there by knocking the ball away because she'd already exhausted that dribble by just rallying the pass in the first place. Now gave her a chance to curl and go to the hole.
Inbound now here for Lady Vikes to get it to Heine up top. She'll try the three. That's short. Rebound underneath, though, is right there. And the putback is good that time for the AHST of Lady Vikes.
Welsh with the basket.
Welsh put it right back up and in there, and now we have a injury called here. Official didn't see that Jordan Sint must have caught a hand to the face, and she's going to have to come out here. And I think she's got a bloody nose to take care of, so they're going to bring in a fresh face here to replace her, Kayla Kirkhoff. Oh, excuse me, that was Brooke Hansen. That wasn't Sint. That was Brooke Hansen that took one there to the chops, and she's now on the bench nursing that injury, so they'll take care of her. And here's the inbound now here for the Tigers, and the ball is going to be tied up. Bad pass out in front of Kirkhoff, and it's tied up by Marissa Kai, and the Lady Vikes will get it. Inbound pass now here, and they'll get it into Heine. Heine will dribble right side, and she tripped over on the sideline. They didn't catch it. And rebound, and it's stolen away. They tried to pass it up top to Baylor. It's stolen. Huerta on the run the other way and gets the layup. So they don't get that possession, but it still works out, and they get the points. And now an almost steal on the inbound as Robinette got in front of it, knocked it out of bounds, but the Lady Vikes will keep it. And now the wholesale change right back to that starting five here for AHST. So it's back to Schroeder, Crummel, Kai, Cardell, and Peters. Cardell lobs it in, it's tapped away, and Cardell then saves it before she, well, no, they say she stepped on the end line. So they're going to turn it right back over here, and they're going to give Griswold the ball right underneath the basket. Both teams having a tough time controlling the basketball, and, well, just like that, here comes the other five back in for AHST. I think Coach Nelson's trying to prove a point.
I think anybody's wearing a warm-up outfit yet on the bench. Everybody's just poised to get in.
Inbound pass here, and now they'll kick it in as Huerta will grab it. She'll dump it in the corner, and it's a high arcing shot that's missed by Kirkhoff. Rebound pulled down by Marissa Kai, and now it's tapped away, and Baylor comes up with it. Lauren Baylor with the basketball, and she'll throw it up top here to Marissa Kai. Now off to Groby, a pump fake, lost the handle on it. Marissa Kai grabs it. She's in traffic, needs to get rid of it, now throws it away. It's stolen right into the hands that time of Kinsey Nicklaus, who comes into the ball game here for Griswold. Now it goes over right side, and they dump it down on the block, and a traveling, well, they're going to call a foul. Should have been a traveling violation there against Cassidy Legg, but she's going to get the foul call and go to the line here and try to make a three-point play. She did knock down the bucket. Groby's going to pick up the foul for AHST. And now Legg at the line here just for one, and that one's no good. Rebound fought for, and Welsh comes out of there with it. It's 9-4, now Tigers on top here with 3:12 left to go first quarter. Welsh along the baseline, shot up and short. Rebound pulled down by Huerta, and now a reach-in foul called immediately against Sierra Heine, and she's going to pick up her first foul. Third foul now here against AHST, and here comes the starting lineup back in with another wholesale change. Inbound here for Griswold on the baseline. And they're having a tough time finding somebody to get open here against the pressure. Now Sint finally gets it. They throw it up the floor as Brunk has it. She'll dribble right side. Tries to dribble around the defender. Too far into the basket. Kicks it out to Sint. The quick shot, no good. Rebound is going to come down in a tie-up as it's tied up there between Niklaus and Crummel. And they're going to have a Grizzled basketball underneath here. Legg will key it in. Legg gets it underneath the basket here to Brunk, and it's dumped back outside. Now here we go, right side to Kirkhoff as she dribbles into the lane, fires up a shot, no good. Rebound pulled down there by Crummel, and then a reach-in foul called here against the Tigers, as we're going to have that one whistled against Kirkhoff. Kayla Kirkhoff picks up her first, just the first, against the Tigers. And now off the inbound, it's tapped away, but saved by Cardell. And she'll bring it up the floor. Breaks the pressure, goes right side all the way to the basket. Shot up, no good. Rebound pulled down by Sint. Sint lost the handle on it, and she's going to get called for the double dribble. HST basketball now, and this time, believe it or not, it's going to be one substitution here for the Lady Vikes as they bring Janica Groby in.
Casey Peters checking out. Tough time getting started here tonight for her. We've seen her be pretty aggressive inside, but not so much here tonight. They're having a hard time getting her the basketball down low.
Pass inbound. Now they hit it down on the block. Here's Groby with it. She'll go baseline, but too far underneath. Kicks it back outside. And the long three-point attempt is good there by Cassie Crummel. And maybe that'll break the ice a little bit here for the Lady Vikes, as it's 9-7 now. Tigers still on top. Here's Sint breaking pressure on the dribble. She's over up top of the floor, and now she's going to call for a carry, crossing over out front. Official's pretty good so far about being on those ball handling mistakes. Inbound pass will come in here, and Cardell will bring it up the floor. Right side dribble, and now it's going to be kicked back up top here to Crummel. Back to Cardell. She's on the right right wing, out of three-point arc. Had it tapped out of her hands by Cassidy Legg. It'll stay with AHST underneath. And here comes Hansen back into the game. She got her injury taken care of and cleaned up, so she's back in there. Going to give Sint a breather. Inbound pass, and now they'll get it off here to Cardell. Cardell will kick it back up top. Now it's worked over to Schroeder left side. Schroeder with a dribble, and now a dump off to Cardell at the elbow, and she traveled. Moved the pivot foot before she threw the basketball, and it's going to go right back to Griswold. Full court pressure put on now here by the Lady Vikes again, and the Tigers will try to screen to get somebody open. Having a tough time, and now they throw it up the floor. They get it up ahead to Brunk. Brunk will dribble right side with the basketball. Goes all the way to the block and now needs help. In traffic, can't figure out what to do. Now she does dump it out to Hansen, and we're going to have a timeout taken here by the Griswold bench. Just a 30-second timeout, so keep it right here. It's 9-7. Griswold on top with 1:29 left to go here in this first quarter of play.
Well, not a masterpiece so far tonight. We've seen a lot of empty possessions up and down the floor so far this evening. Turnovers, and a lot of them unforced. Just simple things. Traveling violations, double dribbles, carrying the basketball, all the simple fundamental things that you really don't look for to happen at this particular level. But part of that is because both these teams are trying to push the tempo a little bit and get up and down the floor, not just sit in a half-court set.
And both teams are putting on some pressure here full court as well, and that's also causing some issues for both squads as they try to handle that. And we have seen a lot of that, though, here early on with the mental errors. Inbound pass here for the Tigers after the quick timeout. They get it in the corner to Kirkhoff. Now she'll bounce pass it back outside. Now they get in the corner. Hansen pump fakes, drive, shot up and good. Brooke Hansen with a nice move to free herself, and it's 11-7 now. Tigers lead it. Schroeder up the floor, has it tapped away, almost stolen, but then Schroeder gains it back again. Gets it to Groby now here baseline. She'll dump it outside again to Schroeder. 48 seconds left to go in the quarter. And Crummel will have it. She'll lob it to Cardell at the elbow. Cardell back outside to Schroeder. Schroeder up top to Kai. Kai with the basketball. We'll hand it off now here to Crummel. Crummel hangs on to it. Gets it to Schroeder. 30 seconds now here to go in the quarter. Here's Groby out on the three-point arc. She'll take a couple of dribbles. Stop with it. Now kick it back outside. Schroeder to Crummel to Cardell. Back out left side to Kai. Guarded closely, and now she'll dump it back to Crummel at the top. off to Cardell. She'll dribble left side of the lane. Shot up quickly, no good. Rebound pulled down by Hansen, and she traveled with it. Tried to get out there quickly so she could get away from the pressure, but she just kind of tucked it under her arm and started going. 11-7 is your score, and AHST will have the basketball here, trailing with just 9 seconds left in this first quarter. Inbound pass will be sent in, and now we get it up top. Here's Cardell with 7 seconds. Over to Schroeder, 4 seconds. Back up top, Crummel will try the three with 2 seconds on the clock, and it's going to go out of bounds, but not before the clock expires. So that'll be the end of our first quarter of play. It's the Grizzled with the lead here, 11-7. We'll take a break. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN, All Sports Boosters Association. Brocker Carnes and Carnes, your independent insurance agents in Anita, Atlantic, and Council Bluffs, serving you with all of your insurance needs. Give Brocker Carnes and Carnes of Anita, Atlantic, or Council Bluffs a call today. Camblin Plumbing and Heating in Atlantic can help you cut your heating and cooling bills with efficient furnaces and air conditioners from Lennox. Call Camblin Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic. Brown's Shoe Fit in Atlantic, offering an excellent selection of shoes in every size to help comfort your feet along with friendly service. Whether you need sandals, work, walking, or athletic shoes, head to Brown's Shoe Fit, 502 Chestnut in downtown Atlantic.
Jim Peel, Chris Parks back with you here in Griswold tonight as we go to the second quarter of our ball game. 11-7, Griswold leading AHST in this girls' basketball game. We start quarter two. The Lady Vikes just get it in front of the pressure. Cassie Crummel will bring it up to the front court now, work it up top of the post. Now, we haven't seen much screening by AHST tonight. Griswold's pretty much stuck with a man-to-man defense all night, and nobody really helping on the backside trying to screen to get somebody free to drive. Cardell tried there as Schroeder tried to go left side. Cardell now with it back out top. He'll take it left side of the lane, down low. Groby spins in traffic. The leaner up, and it rolls in and gets the foul as well. Danica Groby with the basket down low. And she'll go to the free throw line to try to make it a three-point play. That foul is going to be whistled against Kinsey Nicholas. That will be her first. This is the second team foul against the Tigers as Groby hits the free throw line. Lady Vikes in their royal blue road uniforms with the white and red lettering and trim as the free throw comes up empty, but they get the rebound. Quick three try by Crummel. Left side is no good, and Cardell keeps it alive with the board. Now back out Crummel. Left side Schroeder. Dump it down low. Cardell posting inside. Bank shot won't go. Rebounded inside by Nicholas. And the Tigers will bring it up the floor now as they will leave the basketball for Jordan Sint, and she'll take care of bringing it across. Sint out top, working against that zone defense. They work it here near side. It's a 1-3-1 zone by the Lady Vikes. And now stuck down on the baseline was Huerta, but she gets the ball back outside to Sint. Now to the right side, they try to force it in down low. Quick turn and a shot up and good by Serena Robinette down on the block. That banks home for two, and it's 13-9 Tigers. 6:45 left here in the second quarter. Cardell right side, tries to screen for herself as she tried to use two defenders against one another. Got to the hole but couldn't get the shot to go. And the rebound taken out of there by the Tigers. Sint across the timeline now to the right side. A dribble into the corner. That's Hansen with it. Back outside. Robinette now leaves it out top for Huerta, who drives left side and looks low. Nobody there. Now her pass on the bounce is knocked away by Schroeder. And Schroeder fumbles it over here near the center court line as she tries to lean down and come up with it on the run. It's out of bounds back to the Tigers. Casey Peters back in. Cassie Crummel checks out now for the Lady Vikes. 4-point lead here for Griswold. They have the basketball. Hansen will bring it across the timeline and get it to Nicholas. Her quick pass down low and a quick jump shot up and good. And count the basket. Serena Robinette grabbed it. That'll be Caitlin Kai picking up the foul. That will be her first. 6:10 left to play here in the second quarter. It's 15-9 now. And the free throw try on the way. No good. The rebound taken away by the Lady Vikes. So Robinette can't convert the free throw. And it's 15-9 now. Out top, Peters with the basketball here for AHST. Leaves it for Schroeder. Schroeder on the right side wing. They clear out this side four. She's working against Hansen. She'll leave it out now for Cardell as everybody comes back this way. Peters out top, tries to drive in the lane, kicks it back out to Cardell. Cardell now Groby right side. Head fake, turn into the lane, loses the ball. We're going to reach in foul whistle as Jordan Sint tried to sneak in and steal it away. That'll be the first on Sint, the third team foul whistled against the Tigers. Ball out of bounds over on the far side. It belongs to AHST. 5:38 left, second quarter. 15-9. Lady Vikes trailing. They have the basketball. Left side Cardell out on the arc. Hesitates. Now drives to the baseline. Cut off there. Lobs it back into the lane to Peters. It's not a good pass. It's taken away. Robinette comes up with a steal. And she'll turn and run it up the floor herself. One on two break. She's going to try to go right to the hole anyway. And we're going to have a late whistle and a foul call. Yikes. Groby came away with the basketball, started to head up the floor before the whistle ever blew. That caused the reaction from the crowd, and Groby picks up her second foul. So to the free throw line they go. Robinette caught a break. She was bound and determined. She was going to, even with the short numbers, she was going to take it right to the rack. She misses the first free throw here. She'll get one more try. Serena Robinette, a 5'7 junior. Second free throw try coming, and that one is good. So she knocks down one of the two. 16-9 the score. Griswold leading. 5:20 to go, second quarter. To the front court, Lady Vikes. Peters across the timeline, leaves it for Cardell, and she'll run the offense out top. She'll go left side, look down low, nobody home. Back out top, it comes now to Kai. Pass across, knocked away and stolen, and now it's going to be an over and back. Sint tried to steal it, and then they're going to catch an over and back call here at center court as Schroeder came up with possession, and they say that it's over and back. A little suspect.
Yeah.
The inbounds pass now taken by Robinette. Her bounce pass right to Kai, so the Lady Vikes steal it right back. Now to the front court, left side, Cardell out top with it. She lines up what would be a long three and decides against it, leaves it for Kai over on the far side. Kai the bounce feed, now to Cardell, high post. She'll take it down the lane, stop and feed it out. Kai looked at the three, but Huerta comes out to get a hand in her face. Now Kai goes left side. The ball knocked away out of bounds. It'll stay with the Lady Vikes. For the Tigers, three players up and off the bench. Cassidy Legg is back into the ball game, along with Kayla Kirkhoff and Markel Brunk. Lady Vikes balls. They look to inbound down in the corner, and they never did. 5-second call whistled on the inbound, or lack of an inbound, and the ball goes back the other way now.
Yeah, Lady Vikes need to do a better job of getting a screen set so somebody can get open. They just kind of run around in no empty spaces.
Kirk off to the front court, leaves it for Sint. She'll lob it across. It's Huerta on the right side. She turns, fires up a 12-footer, no good. Rebound to Groby on the baseline. As she comes away with it, 4:22 left to play here in the second quarter. 16-9, Griswold with the lead. AHST with the ball. Groby up the floor, kicks it out. This time on the drive, it's Cardell. She steps back and banks one in. She stepped back after she came to a stop, and the defender relaxed a bit. She banked one home off the window, and it's 16-11. Up the floor now, Sint on the run, into the lane, bounce pass. Nice hustle by Kai coming back following the play. Tips that out of bounds. It'll be Griswold basketball down on the baseline. 4:01 left in the second quarter. It's 16-11, Griswold, and the Tigers with a 5-point lead in the ball as they inbound out top to Sint. Sint through traffic. Oh, and the ball stripped away and stolen by Schroeder. Schroeder to the front court now, into the lane, stops, no help, leaves it for Cardell. Cardell right side, drives to the baseline and leaves it back for Schroeder. Out top it goes Kai. Looked at the three, it's not there. Huerta came out to defend. Now Cardell with it. Tapped away momentarily. She picks it back up. Leaves it to Groby baseline. Her 16-footer is no good. And the rebound taken out of the air by the Tigers. Cassidy Legg comes up with it. And to the front court comes Griswold. Sint out top with it here near side. Working, trying to back down. Ball thrown toward the baseline now. And it's knocked out of bounds by the Lady Vikes. It'll stay with Griswold. 3:20 left to play here in this first half. Bounce pass down low, taken on the baseline. Ball stripped away on the block shot. It's out of bounds as they got it underneath the Cassidy leg. And didn't see who it was, but somebody got a good hand on it to knock it away. It ends up out of bounds to the Tigers.
They'll inbound to the baseline now. They feed it in, leg down on the block with it. Pass out to Huerta here, left side. She'll line up a quick shot. It's in and out, no good. And over the back is Cassidy Legg as Casey Peters gets the rebound. For Legg, that will be her first foul, the fourth team foul against the Tigers. And the ball turns over to AHST. Peters in the backcourt. She'll bring it across the timeline. Right side, ooh, dribbled it right off her foot. Just about the time she was ready to make a move to the baseline, she loses that out of bounds, and it turns back over now to the Tigers. Again, lots of empty possessions here in this quarter as well. 16-11 the score. Tigers lead it with the ball up the right side. Kayla Kirkhoff gets it into the lane. A quick shot up and good by Cassidy Legg as she wasted no time with it. Took it right up to throw the shot in. Basket good. The foul is against Casey Peters, her first, and that will send Legg to the free throw line here for the Tigers. For Grizzle, Jackie Rush will check in off the bench now. 5'6 freshman comes in for the first time. She'll take Huerta's place here with a 2:51 showing on the clock. And the free throw try no good by Legg. The rebound, though, is ends up hitting the floor, and Peters comes up with it for AHST. 2:40 left to play before halftime. Cardell front court now. Right side, Schroeder back out top. It comes to Kai. Kai with a basketball working. One-on-one, gets a screen, goes left side to the baseline. No one home there, and she'll bring it back out now to Schroeder. Schroeder with a basketball well off the arc. Curls around, working on Synth, and leaves it out here to Kai. Kai on the right wing now. Back to the high post it goes. That's Peters. She tries the lane. It's cut off. The lob down low to Groby. Knocked away. She picks it up on the baseline now. Feeds it back out. Cardell. Right side to Schroeder. Very patient this trip for the Lady Vikes. Now Schroeder going to drive to the baseline as she gets fouled. Just as I say, talk about patience. She takes off to the rack, but it pays off as Jordan Synth commits the foul. That's her second. Fifth team foul on the Tigers. Brooke Hansen back in now for Griswold, as the Lady Vikes will have the ball out of bounds down on the baseline. Schroeder looking and lobbing outside now to Peters. Peters walked for the basketball. Tried to go left with it on the dribble, but took a step first, and that'll turn it over. Now the Lady Vikes will make that wholesale change again as Marissa Kai checks in along with Cassie Crummel. Also back into the basketball game is Kaylee Welsh. And a couple of their friends, too. Sierra Heine back in. And Lauren Baylor also in right now for the Lady Vikes. Under 2 minutes to go here in the first half. Left side, short jumper up and in. They broke the pressure, and Jackie Rush was the beneficiary here with a little 10-footer on the left side. And it's 20-11 in favor of the Tigers. AHST now to the front court. They work it across left side. Heine leaves it out top. Crummel. Off left side, we've got a three ball on the way, and good. Marissa Kai with the three-point basket from the left wing, and it's 20-14. Up the floor now comes Hansen for the Tigers as she breaks pressure, spins into the lane, now caught in traffic, loses the handle, and throws it back outside to Synth. She's stuck in traffic, and Hansen again looks like she might have taken a shot to the face as she's holding the mouth or nose, and not into the play, and in the meantime, the ball down low. We've got a foul call. It's going to be whistled on Cassie Crummel inside. So Hansen checks out as Kirkhoff is back in now for Griswold. And to the free throw line goes Jackie Rush. And the first one is good. As Rush tosses in the first, the freshman. With 3 points now in the game, 1:10 left to go here in the second quarter. Second free throw try by Rush is going to come up short, and will be out of bounds to the Lady Vikes. 21-14, it's a football score right now. 7-point difference here in the ball game. And it'll be Lady Vike basketball in the backcourt. They inbound, Heine working the dribble now backside. Pressured by Jordan Sint as she curls up with a left-hand dribble and tries to throw it into the lane, and it's thrown away, and a foul call. The steal by Kirkhoff, and reaching in was Lauren Baylor to pick up the foul. It should be Lauren Baylor committing the foul. Who'd they call it on?
calling it against.
They're going to call it against Marissa Kai. I kind of had the feeling that the two officials knew there was a foul, but they weren't sure who it was supposed to be on, because it was Lauren Baylor who reached in and committed the foul.
Absolutely.
And Marissa Kai was nowhere near, but... And now they're going to talk about... Okay, now they're going to change it. There we go. So it's Lauren Baylor with the foul. Well, four. If she wears 41, 4-1 equals 5.
That's
so
true.
I'll give him a pass. 1 minute left to play here in the quarter. 1-1 coming now as Kirkhoff at the line. Misses in the front end. The rebound taken inside by Welsh. So it comes away to the Lady Vikes. Up the floor. Get it to the front court. Lob it down low on the baseline. Marissa Kai takes it to the rack. The lean. And she is fouled inside. Going to whistle that foul against Trisha Huerta. That'll be her first. And that will send Marissa Kai to the free throw line. Kai just 5 feet 2 inches tall down the block. Probably not the ideal spot for her, but she's able to make it pay off by getting the foul call. She misses the first free throw, however. And she'll get one more. Second try coming. And that one is no good off the rim. Rebounded by the Tigers. So Kai comes up empty from the line. Tigers come away with it. And the ball thrown away. Kai nearly with the steal. Huerta ends up hanging on to it here in the backcourt. And she'll feed it ahead. Now to Leg. Leg in the front court. 34 seconds left in the half. And a carry. Going to turn the ball back over. A traveling violation. She carried the basketball. Try to turn and go down the lane. So the ball goes back in the other direction now. Lady Vikes with a half a minute to go here this second quarter, trailing by 7 with the basketball. All the way down the lane is Brummel. Bank shot high off the glass, no good in the lane. Rebounded off the floor by Markel Brunk. Long pass by the Tigers is stolen away by Crummel. Crummel up the floor, and we're going to have a foul call right near center court. No, it's going to be a blocking foul. They're going to whistle that on Lauren Baylor. So that will turn the ball back over. Serena Robinette checks into the ball game now for the Tigers. 17 seconds left. Player control foul, so no free throws on the 1-1. And the Tigers take it immediately to the baseline. Down low. They work it to Brunk. Right side. She'll turn. Fire one up. No good. Rebounded inside. Huerta puts it up. No good. Brunk the rebound. No good. Now it's pulled down inside by the Tigers. By the Lady Vikes, rather. And a foul on the Tigers. So with 2.6 left, the Lady Vikes catch a break. They get to walk to the other end now and have a chance to shoot free throws. Markel Brunk picks up the foul. That's her first. So back the other side we go. It'll be Kaylee Welsh at the line. She got the rebound and got fouled, and she'll get a chance now with 2 seconds left to add to AHST's total. Front end of the bonus on the way by Welsh. No good. The rebound is tapped to the floor, and it's grabbed by the Lady Vikes, but couldn't get off the shot. Sierra Heine down low underneath had the basketball underneath the basket, but I'm not sure she realized just how little time was left and never got a chance to get a bucket there inside. So that's the end of the first half. 21-14 the score. Griswold with the lead over AHST in a basketball game that's probably seen more turnovers than points, certainly more turnovers than field goals here in this first half. And the two teams head to the locker room, see if they can straighten out some of the things that didn't go so well for them here in this first half. 21-14. Griswold leading AHST here at intermission. We'll take a timeout. Be back with more in just a moment. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAM.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAM All Sports Boosters Association. Crystal clear water. There's nothing quite like pure, refreshing water. And when you want the best, your water is crystal clear. Available in handy 20-ounce to 5-gallon bottles. Stop by Hy-Vee or call Jim and Sherry Kahn at 712-769-2581. Delivery and cooler rentals available. Crystal clear water. Drink to your health. Spark and Brake Shop in Harlan, specializing in brake work, wheel alignment, and tune-ups. Stop by the Spark and Brake Shop located at 7th and Cyclone in Harlan or give them a call today. Miller Farm Supply in Elliott, your authorized dealer for Dixon riding mowers and Echo outdoor power equipment. They carry a wide selection of Briggs & Stratton and Kohler parts. Plus, they sell all types of tires and are a Kruger seed dealer. Stop in and see Mark at Miller Farm Supply on Main Street in Elliott.
Jim Field, Chris Parks, back with you here in Griswold tonight. 21-14 is our score. home team with the lead here at the intermission tonight in this girls' half of our doubleheader. It's a doubleheader night tonight. We'll have the boys' game coming up a little later on for you, as Grizzle will host AHST in the boys' contest for both the Vikings and the Lady Vikes. They're playing on back-to-back nights, as they're having to turn around after facing Walnut at home just last night. But you know what? They're young kids. I don't think it's that big a deal playing back-to-back nights for them. I don't think that's going to really bother them too much. You bounce back pretty well when you're that young. 21-14 score here at halftime in this one. Kind of a sluggish start, I guess you could say, in the basketball game. The two teams, it's not been a pretty portrait so far here in this first half. A lot of turnovers in the basketball game. But some of that due to the pressure that the defense is putting on these two basketball teams. They're pressuring everywhere. Both teams...
Yeah, both teams are really kind of struggling, I guess, to get into any kind of rhythm. They both do like to pressure each other up the full court, full length of the floor, but you can tell that it's really being an issue for both teams to not only just get the ball in, but then to settle themselves down to get up the floor. It seems like when they get it in, they want to rush up the floor as quick as they can and then try to find a quick shot, or they don't really settle into that half-court offense and try to get any good looks. And that really seems to be kind of the bugaboo for both of these two teams. They just really can't get any kind of consistency going.
Yeah, both teams wanting to pressure defensively up and down the floor as well. Not only both teams wanting to run, but both teams wanting to pressure too, so creating some of those turnovers and tough opportunities. Nothing's been easy. Neither one of these teams have had a lot of luck down near the basket so far here in the basketball game, and especially for AHST, that's one of the keys for them. They've had some success, especially with Casey Peters working down low. Danica Groby off the bench seems to have had a little bit better luck inside, but they're not generating a lot of points down low on the block right now.
Yeah, I really think that, for both teams, there's kind of one player I think that stands out that maybe is a little bit of a disappointment here tonight so far, and that's definitely Peters for the Lady Vikes. She's a player that does have a lot of potential to, you know, have an advantage down low, even though she's not, you know, huge by any means. She's got an advantage over everybody else on the floor for the most part. So she's got an opportunity. She just really hasn't been able to settle down. And a lot of times she's had the ball outside and had to try to work her way to the basket dribbling, and that just hasn't worked for her here tonight. So they need to find a way to try to get her on the block and then get her the ball and see if she can do some damage in that fashion, because they're definitely somebody that they need to step up a little bit and score some points out there. For Griswold, the one player that kind of stands out to me so far is Jordan Sint. I know she's more of a ball handler and is kind of that enabler on offense for Griswold, and definitely their best ball handler, but she's somebody that can also score, and they need her to kind of look for a shot a little bit more often and try to get open and take those shots, because she's definitely one of those more athletic players out there on the floor for the Tigers. So I imagine they'll try to encourage her to do a little bit more of that here in the second half as well. Of course, it didn't help that they had Hansen sitting on the bench for a while as well, with kind of her nose kind of busted up there early on, and she's also one of their better shooters, so kind of tough to see that happen. But for both these two teams, they really need to get those key players to kind of step up and contribute more here in the second half, and I think that will go a long way into settling them down as well with the positions that those two players play.
Well, you hope so. And AHST spend very little time in the locker room. They're back out working on the shots here right now, and Griswold will join them here in just a little bit. We'll take a timeout, be back with more for you. We'll check scores and get you ready for second half basketball here in this girls' contest. 21-14 our score. Griswold with the lead over AHST here at intermission. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Safeguard Business Systems, offering computer checks and forms for all of your accounting software, including Peachtree and QuickBooks. To save money on your next order of computer checks, call Safeguard at 800-442-0016 or stop by 414 Walnut in Atlantic. The Atlantic Animal Health Center, where Dr. Keith Leonard and his staff want to be a part of the love that you have for your pet. Give them a call today at 243-2121. The Atlantic Animal Health Center, located at 1008 West 6th Street. And if you need quality repairs on your farm equipment, call the Tune-Up Inn in Wyota. Maynard of the gang will get to the bottom of your troubles and get you back in the field. Expect quality service from the Tune-Up Inn in Wyota.
G Jim Peel, Chris Parks back with you here in Griswold tonight. 21-14 is our halftime score. Griswold with the lead over AHST. Let's take a quick look at the numbers for you here at halftime. For the homestanding Tigers, 5 points each for Cassidy Legg and Serena Robinette here in the first half. Also, Markel Brunk with 4 points. 3 points here in the first half for Jackie Rush coming off the bench, and two each for Brooke Hansen and Trisha Huerta here in the first half of the contest. On the other side for the Lady Vikes, 3 points tonight for Marissa Kai, also three for Cassie Crummel, and 2 points each for Caitlin Schroeder, Kaylee Welsh, Courtney Cardell, and Danica Groby. Nobody with more than one field goal tonight for AHST in the first half. And free throws, yikes. 0 for 4 for the Lady Vikes here in the first half, 3 for 10 for Griswold here in the first half of the basketball game. So neither team helping themselves from the free throw line either here in this first half. This almost seems like both teams are having a hard time kind of ripping the cover off this one tonight. They just seem a little bit tight, never really seem to really work up a sweat, get loose here in this first half. Let's see if that changes here in the second half of the basketball game. These two teams will start letting the offense play a little bit bigger role. Right now it's the defenses that are winning things here in this first half.
Yeah, it definitely seems to be the case. And even the times that teams have gotten looks at the basket, things have just seemed a little bit awkward. And even the shots underneath the hoop have never been real square, kind of been off balance a lot of times, or too far underneath the basket. Just a lot of things that have been in bad positions, or maybe some bad decisions too. But yeah, we'll see if that kind of swings in the other direction. You got to imagine it's going to pick up a little bit at some point here for both teams.
Fouls, nobody really in any serious foul trouble here at halftime. Jordan Sint has a couple for Griswold, and on the other side for the Lady Vikes, Danica Groby and Lauren Baylor each picked up two. Nobody else on either team with more than one here in the first half, so that's not really an issue at this point. 21-14 is our halftime score. Griswold leading AHST here at the break. We'll take a one-minute break, and when we come back, we'll get you going with the second half of basketball. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAM.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAM All Sports Boosters Association. Matt Mullinix of Mullinix Accounting offers tax preparations for all types of entities, including individuals, corporations, and partnerships. He also offers write-up and payroll services for your company. Give Matt a call at Mullinix Accounting. That's 243-7770. Masker Plumbing and Heating, your Maytag heating and cooling dealer, who specializes in new and remodel plumbing, along with sewer and water line repair. For all your plumbing, heating, and cooling needs, give Masker Plumbing and Heating of Atlantic a call today, 243-2260. Danish Mutual Insurance Association reminds you to be sure your insurance coverage is adequate. Call Danish Mutual Insurance in Elkhorn today. That's Danish Mutual Insurance Association.
Welcome back here to Griswold High School as we get set for second half basketball action here in this girls game between the Griswold Tigers and the AHST Lady Vikes. And it's Griswold on top here at the halftime break by a score of 21-14. And both teams are out there just breaking their final huddles here to get back out on the floor and get things going here once again in the second half of play. And it looks like we will have the starting lineup back out there here for the Tigers with Jordan Sint, Markel Brunk, Trisha Huerta, Serena Robinette, and Brooke Hansen. And they'll have the basketball first here, working from left to right as we start the second half. Here's the inbound pass. They get it right side over to Brunk. She gets in some traffic, and then it's tied up as Peter's got hands in there and tied her up. And that'll give it back here to the Lady Vikes. So a quick turnover here to start the second half, and now the pressure put on again here by the Tigers. Inbound pass comes to Caitlin Schroeder, and she'll dribble left side. Gets a little bit of a lane, goes all the way to the rack. Shot too strong, though, but Peters is there for the rebound, and she gets fouled. She'll go to the line here to shoot two, as the shot was too strong, and the foul is going to be whistled against Markel Brunk. That'll be number two on her, and we'll see Casey Peters at the free throw line. Free throw on the way, and that one's good. Makes the first one, and that's her first points here of the contest.
Yeah, it might be maybe a good way to get her started offensively. She's just not been getting good touches here in the ballgame.
Brunk's going to check out, and Cassidy Legg in the lineup here for the Griswold Tigers. And now the second free throw is good as well, as Peters knocks them both down. And Lady Vikes will back up into the half-court pressure.
Pretty good change there for Griswold. Cassidy Legg's played a real active ball game so far.
Inbound pass now here as Legg will have it, and she'll toss it over left side. Hansen's going to fire up the shot just inside the three-point arc, and that'll be 2 points for her. She knocks down the bucket. And it's now 23-16. Out top, it's Cardell. Cardell, Schroeder, Kai, Crummel, and Peters, the starting five out there on the floor here for Lady Vikes, as we're only on here in the second half. Out top with it. Crummel will try to dump it back to Schroeder. Huerta got a handle on it. Now she steals it up the floor. Shot was missed on the run, but she gets fouled. And she'll go to the line here to shoot two, as Kai will pick up the foul.
Huerta is quicker than she looks, and she's got long arms, so her reach is a little better than you think it is. And both those things paid off for her there on that steal and drive.
So the foul will send Huerta here to the line for two shots. That was the second foul on Kai, and now the first free throw is missed. Danced off the back of the iron, then hit the front of the rim and fell off. Annika Groby back in now here for the Lady Vikes. Second free throw no good, and the rebound pulled down inside by Peters, and the Lady Vikes will push it up the floor. Cardell out front with the basketball, picks it up. Gives it off to Peters right at the free throw line, and we'd have a foul as somebody pushed her from behind there, and that's going to be whistled against Cassidy Legg, her second. And now the inbound will come underneath the basket. Schroeder will inbound. 23-16, Griswold leads it with 6:53 left to go here in this third quarter. Inbound pass into the corner to Kai. Kai will run it back up to the top of the key. Throw it right side. Pass off to Schroeder. Now it's lobbed over to Groby. Groby dribbles right side. Dumps it now over to Cardell. Pump fake, and she's in traffic. Has to kick it back out. Kai off to Groby. Was open on the block momentarily, but the gap closed quickly. Now she makes a move to get around the defender and then gets it up in the air and into the basket. Danica Groby with a nice move to get the bucket. And it's now 23-18. Here's Sint with the basketball out top now here for the Tigers. Kicks it in the corner. Hansen's open for the three. That's no good. Rebound comes out long. Robinette missed it too strong. And the rebound comes right into the hands of Peters. Lady Vikes run it up right side of the floor. Up top it goes to Cardell. She dribbles in to the free throw line. Now stops and dumps it outside. Schroeder's going to try the long three-point attempt and banks it home. Use that glass when you can. She takes advantage. 23-21. Now your score. Now a quick pass up the floor. Good job to get it down on the block that time to Serena Robinette, and she gets an easy bucket. So the Tigers strike back quickly, and it's 25-21. 5:42 left to go, third quarter. Dribble all the way up the floor by Schroeder. Let the defender fly by. Missed the shot, though, and the rebound pulled down by Huerta. She got it back to Sint. Sint stepped on the baseline, but they're going to say there's a tie-up before that. And now into the ball game. It'll be Kinsey Nicholas checking back in, and she'll replace Robinette. And Griswold does get the ball here on the arrow after they called the jump. Sint will throw it up the floor, lobbed it, and tapped away by Peter. She got in the passing lane. Oh, they're going to say it was last touch by the Tigers.
Yeah, Hansen got a hand out of trying to save that from going out of bounds. Not much of one, but enough.
So Lady Vikes will get it here, and they'll inbound against pressure. They get it into Peters, and she's going to dribble it up the floor here left side. They back off, and she'll dribble all the way towards the left block. Now trying to get around the defender. Too far deep under the basket, has to kick it out. And then now we have a three-second call here against the Lady Vikes. They'll turn it right back over here to the Tigers, and they'll key it in here with 5:16 to go in this third quarter. They hold a four-point lead, 25-21. Out top, it's Sint. We'll throw it in the corner to Hansen. She'll dribble baseline up with the shot, partially blocked by Peters. It goes out of bounds. Oh, almost out of bounds. Sint saved it, but Peters was able to hang on to it as Sint tried to bounce it off of Peters' leg. Out top now, Cardell will stop and kick it off here to Schroeder. Left side, the bounce pass over to Peters. She's guarded closely here by Legg. Will go right by her all the way to the basket. Gets the bucket and the foul. She'll go to the line for a chance at a three-point play.
Now, Legg trying to be aggressive defensively, but she got herself just a little bit behind. That was a good job by Peters to take advantage of that opportunity to get down that lane and take it right to the rack.
And that is going to be a number three now here against Cassidy Legg. Free throw up and no good, so she can't complete the three-point play, but it's back to a two-point game. 25-23, Grizzled with the lead, and they have the basketball. Here's Ware to the right side with it. We'll dribble back up top. She'll stop and kick it over in the left side of Legg, a pump fake, and then lost the handle on the ball. It got tapped away, and it's going to stay here with Grizzled underneath. Groby touched it last. Inbound is Huerta will key it in. Get it in the far left corner to Sint. She'll pump fake, drive, tries to throw it away, and traffic was tapped away. Now the ball's loose on the floor. It's picked up by Peters. Peters will run it up left side. She'll stop now outside on the arc, pick up her dribble, and now cross-court pass is skipped, and it's stolen. Hansen got in there and stole it away. The pass intended for Kai. She'll go coast-to-coast. Layup missed, though. And now we're going to have a foul on the rebound called against Jordan Sint as she tried to come back over the top.
Boy, those are tough ones to take. Just a clean left-hand layup up the floor on the steal and the finish. She couldn't finish. Rolls off the rim, and then Sint comes over the top trying to follow and picks up that foul. Those are tough.
And Sint is going to pick up her third foul there. So now a couple of players with three for Griswold with Sint and Legg. Inbound pass will come in now here to Schroeder, and she'll work it up the floor against Jordan Sint. Left side dribble. Schroeder tries to curl around baseline, and we're going to have a blocking foul called here against Sint as she tried to block her off before she could go baseline, and she's going to pick up her fourth foul now, and they're going to have to send her to the bench.
Boy, Sint hasn't scored any points yet tonight, but she's kind of the engine that drives this bus because she's the one that brings the ball up and down the floor, and she's primarily the one that sets the offense in motion.
Kayla Kirkhoff checks in to replace her right now here. And now the pass in the inbound right side, and the shot too strong by Schroeder on a three-point attempt. The rebound taken down by Huerta. Huerta up the left side of the floor. She'll dribble all the way to the block. In traffic, has it stopped out of her hands. It'll stay with Griswold underneath. Huerta will, now we'll see Hansen inbound the basketball. And she'll lob it up top. It goes into Legg. Back in the corner, Hansen's open for the three, and she knocks it down. Can't give her a clean look at it. And she got one there. Inbound now here, and they'll get it into Schroeder against the pressure. Up the floor here, they'll work it, dump it off now here, and Peters on the run will hit the shot and get it to go in. So Peters there with the bucket. And now we're going to have a jump ball call here up the floor. And we're going to go the other way with it, as it will be AHST basketball. The scoreboard momentarily went out, so they're going to fix that and make sure they've got everything straightened out.
Yeah, we lost one of them. The one here to our left as we watch it here was out momentarily, but the other one was still running and still working fine, so everything's good. The officials didn't realize the one scoreboard wasn't on. In the meantime, Griswold's going to ask for a quick 30-second timeout here while they have that quick stop and talk about things. Is this game tightening up here?
Yeah, it's starting to tighten up a little bit. Both teams are kind of going back and forth here at each other, and starting to see some better looks at the basket. You saw a couple of nice plays there by Casey Peters for the Lady Vikes. They're both on the run, and then one where she dribbled around the defender and got herself a good look. And then, of course, Hansen open for that three, knocks it down. So things may be settling in a little bit here offensively for these two teams. They're going to break out of the huddle here after this quick timeout, and after a little conference and made sure everything was straightened out here on the scoreboard. They confer with the book to make sure everything's in order, and now we'll inbound. 28-25 is the score. Grizzled with the lead, but AHST has the basketball. Inbound will come to Groby. Groby with it will dribble left side. She turns and spins. A nice pass over to Peters, but she couldn't hang on to it. Was looking up before she caught it. Now she'll track it down. Dribbles into traffic. Has to dump it back outside to Cardell. Cardell in the far corner will now kick it back outside, and Schroeder will reset. Schroeder has it tapped away momentarily. Gets it back. Now dribbles and fires it over to Peters. Peters turns, spins, goes to the basket. Strong move. Missed the shot. And now a foul on the rebound. And it's going to go the other way. Now whistled here against the Lady Vikes, and it is going to be whistled that time against Danica Groby. That'll be her third. inbound now here, and the Tigers will walk it up the floor. They get it across the timeline, but a traveling violation whistled against Kayla Kirkhoff. She got stopped and stopped a little bit too strongly as drugged that pivot foot with her. 2:44 left to go third quarter. Still a three-point game here. AHST will inbound. Looking for help. They get it across to Schroeder. Schroeder guarded closely there. Needs some help. Now she'll dump it back to Cardell. Cardell will dribble left side. Guarded closely by Hansen. It's tapped out of bounds, and it's going to be long to Griswold as Cardell last touched it. And now we're going to see a leg check out and Serena Robinette come back in here for the Tigers. And they'll push it up the floor here quickly. Hansen on the run. And it's tapped out of her hands into the hands of Peters, and then Hansen's going to get whistled for the foul. Hansen picks up her first, and we'll see the ball inbounded underneath by Cardell and the pressure put on by the Tigers. Lob in here to Schroeder. Schroeder will dribble right side of the floor. Schroeder all the way into the far right corner. Now kicks it back up top to Kai. Kai, a couple of dribbles. And needs some help now after she picks it up. Can't find anybody. Now she bounce passes it. Almost stolen away, but Groby comes up with it. She got away with a step. And then they get it down on the block to Schroeder, who knocks it down. Schroeder was wide open after the confusion, and she got the easy bucket. Now the dribble up the left side, and Hansen was a little out of control, but they are going to whistle a foul down on the block against Casey Peters. So that'll be number two on her. And now we're going to see Kirkhoff check out, and Sint is going to come back in with those four fouls with 1:55 left to go here in this third quarter. One-point game. They get it inbound underneath, and too far underneath as they couldn't get a good shot up. Got it in there, and Nicholas tried to just launch it up there, and it ends up going on the baseline after it hit the bottom of the backboard. And now Sint's going to check right back out again. They bring Kirkhoff right back in. Inbound, and Peters will run it up the floor. Has it knocked out of her hands and stolen. Here's Kirkhoff on the run with it. Has her shot blocked by Cardell. Cardell pulls it down, and now she has it tapped away from behind, and it's going to be out of bounds belonging to the Lady Vikes. Pinball wizard out there.
A couple of good hustle plays, though. Cardell with the block and then the tap out on the other side, both coming from nowhere to do it.
Inbound will come to Groby here for the Lady Vikes. She tries to spin her way to the basket. Can't do it. Now has to kick it back outside. Here's Cardell. Cardell off to Kai. Now the pass over to Schroeder. Schroeder will get it into Groby at the free throw line. She'll take a dribble and now try to cross over. Fires up an awkward shot. Missed it. Peters the rebound. Her putback no good. Gets the rebound again. Putback too strong. Rebound still on the floor. And now Schroeder comes up with it. She's on the right side. They'll dump it off now to Peters. Peters in traffic and she's tied up. As Kayla Kirkhoff gets her hands in there to wrap it up, and then it'll be Griswold basketball in the possession arrow. Brunk's going to check back in now here for Griswold as she's going to replace Kinsey Nicholas. Inbound pass now here will come from underneath. Inbound will be lobbed up to Brunk. Brunk is just going to wait, so now she will dribble across. She's left wide open. Now she'll dribble across the timeline. Hands it off now here to Hansen. Hansen will lob it back, and we're going to have a travel first, though. As Hansen got tripped up, and she slid on the floor, and as she was sliding, she tried to shovel it off into the hands of Kirkhoff, but not before she walked. 59 seconds to go in this third quarter. It's 28-27, just a one-point game, and the Lady Vikes have the basketball here with trailing by one. And now the ball's going to be tapped out of bounds as they got it into Peters. But it was slapped away from her, and then they'll inbound now here on the other side of the timeline. Inbound will come in once again to Peters. Now a reach-in foul this time from Serena Robinette from behind.
And the bonus.
And that will be the seventh team foul. So, yeah, we'll go to the line here for the 1-1.
It's a big advantage there for AHST. They're in the bonus, and on the other side, they've only committed three fouls, so Griswold away is away from that yet. The Lady Vikes have never led in this ball game, but they have a chance here.
Peters' first free throw, in and out, and no good. That one rattled all the way around. Now it's saved, but it's saved right in the hands of Peters. She missed the shot, though, and now the rebound is going to be tied up, and the arrow belongs to the Lady Vikes. So Peters didn't make the free throw, but the Tigers made the mistake of saving it underneath the other team's basket, and it was picked up by Peters, but they couldn't make it. Now the inbound comes here to Groby, as Lady Vikes will kick it up top. Schroeder off to Peters at the free throw line. Turns, kicks it back out. Well, Cardell will fire it right side to Schroeder. Back to Cardell. Cardell left side over to Kai. Kai back to Cardell. 31 seconds left to go here in the quarter. Now they'll lob it down on the block to Groby. A turn and a strong move. Missed the shot off the back of the iron, though. Rebound comes out to Hansen. Hansen right side in traffic. And now a lot of contact here between a couple of different players. And I think it's Groby now going to pick up the foul. And Groby does pick that one up, and that'll be number four on her. So now she's in foul trouble. Groby with four here for the Lady Vikes, four on Jordan Sint for the Tigers, and they also have Cassidy Legg with three. Inbound will come now here, and Kirkhoff has it for the Tigers. She'll dump it off on a bounce pass. Right side dribble by Robinette, and now a reach-in foul called on the other side as Cardell is going to be whistled for the reach-in. That's just the first foul on Cardell. Inbound from Hansen underneath here for Griswold. And they'll lob it out high. Get to Brunk. 8 seconds left to go here. And now they'll throw it over the left side. It's knocked out of bounds by Groby. And the Griswold will keep it with just 4.9 seconds left to go here in the quarter. Inbound from Huerta. Needs some help. Gets it in. Kirkhoff turns baseline. Puts up a shot. Off the iron. No good. Rebound by Brunk. And she doesn't get the shot back up here before time expires. And that's going to be the end of our third quarter of play, as we got stuck there for a while on 28-27. And that's what the Tigers will take the lead into the fourth quarter. We'll take a break. You're listening to high school basketball here on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Peerbolt Chiropractic, located at 404 Poplar Street in Atlantic. Let the certified doctors help you with your sports injury. They accept preferred providers on over 600 insurance companies. That's Peerbolt Chiropractic in Atlantic, 712-243-1554. Dairy Queen in Oakland. Try their blizzards, shakes, royal treats, and other ice cream products. They also have sandwich baskets with fries, taco and chicken salads, and nachos with meat and cheese, and of course, ice cream cakes. Stop by today, Dairy Queen in Oakland. Salem Lutheran Homes in Elkhorn, celebrating over 70 years of serving the community. Salem is proud of their friendly professional staff, offering the finest care in the region in an atmosphere of comfort, compassion, and life with Christian dignity.
Jim Field, Chris Parks back with you here in Griswold as we go to the fourth quarter, 28-27. The Tigers with the lead, and they have the ball. Sint with it out top, leaves it across the way to Cassidy Legg out top. She'll spin and go left side, leave it down in the corner. Huerta fires no good. Cardell, the rebound inside for the Lady Vikes. 28-27 the lead for Griswold. AHST, chance to take their first lead of the ball game if they can convert here. Caitlin Kai out top with the basketball, leaves it now for Cardell. Cardell going to drive the left side of the lane. Stop, step across. Now Peters, high post, turns, goes to the basket. The shot no good. Rebound tapped out, though, to Cardell. She'll take it to the rim. Bank one up, no good. Groby, the rebound on the offensive glass as she outfights Brunk for it, and they keep it alive. Now Cardell here left side. She goes baseline, nothing. Now to Kai on the outside. Peters at the high post. Spins, steps across, and walks for the basketball. That'll turn the ball right back over again to the Tigers. Opportunities there for AHST. A few close-in shots, it wouldn't go. And then they had the ball to the high post there to Peters in a space where she could make something happen. But get caught in traffic, it turns it over. Back front court now come the Tigers as Hansen gets it over here near side to Legg. Back out to Brooke Hansen. Huerta with it left side off the dribble into the corner. Leaves it off now on the perimeter to Sint. Off the dribble, she gets into the lane, fires one short. And the rebound taken out of the air down low by Huerta. And we've got a whistle and a foul. That's going to be against Cardell. That'll be her second. That's the sixth team foul now against the Lady Vikes. And we're going to have a traveling violation as the inbounds pass came underneath to Hansen. And she got caught in the land of the bigs and double driller. She traveled with the ball, going up for the shot, coming back down with it. So the ball turns back over to the Lady Vikes. AHST basketball now. They fire it ahead. Peters chases it down in the front court. Peters stops right side, leaves it for Kai. Now out top it comes to Schroeder. Groby at the high post. Steps across, nothing there. She's cut off by Brunk. Back out top it comes to Schroeder. Schroeder now to the high post again to Peters. She'll curl down the left side across the lane. Groby wide open and the bank shot good. Danica Groby benefits. Peters on the backside found her. And that's the first lead of the ball game for the Lady Vikes now. It's 29-28. Right side, AHST now with playing with a lead. They play defense in a 2-3 zone. Work it here right side. Cassidy leg off the dribble to Hanson. Ball batted away. Hanson, no, nice job chasing that one down. Now it's tapped free from Huerta and picked up by Peters. AHST now with the ball on the front court. Cardell out top on the dribble here near side to Kai. Well off the arc. Oh, she walked with the basketball. She was looking to pass to Schroeder, but Schroeder had other ideas as she took off. And that'll turn it over. Brunk now checks out of the basketball game as Nicholas is back in here for the Tigers. 5:45 left to go here in the fourth quarter. One-point game. Griswold out top. Nicholas left side. Head fake to drive by leg. Tough shot down on the block. No good. Rebound tapped out, though. Picked up by Sint. She lobs across the lane. Nicholas, oh, she got that one. Got away from her a little bit. She was quick to get up the shot before the defender got there. And expecting some contact, that ball ended up flipping up and over the basketball standard. And so it'll be out of bounds to the Lady Vikes as they bring it now to the front court. Schroeder fires it ahead now for Peters. Peters curls into the lane, stops the lob, tip, knocked away and stolen. Leg tipped it, ended up stealing it. Now they come back the other way. Tigers long pass up the floor and good defense by Kai to knock that one out of bounds. Ball will stay with Griswold in the front court. 5:14 left to play here in the ballgame. Griswold basketball down low, front court. They'll inbound it, far side. Sint out off the arc with it. Into the corner. Grab the gun by Hanson, and that's good as she buries the triple from the far corner. 31-29, Griswold back on top by two. Lady Vikes basketball now. Peters posting, curls into the lane. Across it goes to Groby, right side. She steps under to the baseline, steps back, and banks one in. Danica Groby playing with four fouls coming off the bench tonight with 8 points. And it's a 31-all tie. Back to the front court. Tigers with the basketball now. Left side, they go into the lane. Oh, and coming across the lane, the ball lost by Cassidy Legg as she tried to curl around and head to the basket. And it'll turn over. And for Griswold, Brunk will check back in now. His leg will check out. Lady Vikes basketball here on the backside. 4.5, 4:35 to be exact, left to play here in the ball game. And a 31-all tie. Schroeder right side, out top now to Kai. Back to Schroeder on the right wing with it for the AHST girls. Wearing those royal blue uniforms. Curl, right side, Peters, across the lane again to Groby, in traffic, now the ball tied up. Reaching in, tying it up was Hanson. It'll stay with the Lady Vikes. They'll keep the basketball here in the front court. 4:18 left to play. Ball on the baseline, inbounded here, near side, Kai down low. They try to post with Cardell, passes too tall, it's stolen. Up the floor is Hanson, across to Brunk. Brunk running, has a shot block. Sint picks it up on the baseline. The curl, the flip, no good. Nicholas with the rebound, and she throws it back up and in. Kinsey Nicholas happened to be at the right place as that ball came right back to her. 33-31 the score. Griswold now by two. Cardell in the front court with it. She'll curl left side and leave it out on the perimeter to Schroeder. Schroeder with a basketball, lobs it to the high post. Groby. Left side steps in, now floats one up, and in. Danica Groby fighting for the position, and the 5A freshman now in double digits with 10, and we're tied at 33 all. Up the floor come the Tigers here, near side Sint, picks up the loose pass, tries to dribble into the lane, we got a foul call. It's going to be against the Lady Vikes. That's a tough foul to have to take, and that's going to be on who? Peters.
That's tough because when Sint went up, she lost the handle on it. She didn't have possession anymore.
And was using that offhand to kind of brace herself against Peters. But Peters gets the foul call. And at the line is Sint. She'll get a chance to shoot two. And that's her first point of the ball game. Back into the contest now. Serena Robinette as Nicholas will check out. 34-33 the score now as Griswold is back on top. Second free throw by Sint is also good. She cans them both, and it's 35-33 in favor of Griswold, the home team now with a 2-point lead. AHST to the front court. Schroeder here on the left side wing. Hesitates, now dry. Oh, an offensive foul. Jordan Sitt lost her balance and fell down, and the official gave her the benefit of the doubt, and she hits Schroeder with her first foul.
That's two tough calls to swallow back-to-back for the Lady Vikes. If that would have went the other way, that was it for Sint.
Up the floor, Sint with a basketball on the dribble. You sense the crowd getting a little more into this game now, too, as we get toward the latter stages in a two-point game. And a foul down on the block, and that's going to be Peters again, as Brunk came up with a loose ball and spun to the right baseline and tried to throw up a shot in traffic. And Peters now picks up her fourth.
Oh, another tough one. A pretty close call there that time. It looked like she did get a lot of basketball, but must have had a little piece of the body there.
Martell Brunk goes to the free throw line. She misses the first. She'll get one more. 35-33. It's a two-point game. Second one by Brunk on the way, and that one is good. So it's a three-point game now as Brunk hits one of her two. 36-33 the score. And to the front court come the Lady Vikes. Cardell with 3 minutes left to play here on the left wing. Cardell on the dribble out top. Drives out high, kicks it across to Kai. Now Schroeder. Schroeder well off the arc, guarded there by Sint. Schroeder going to drive right side. Lost the dribble. It came up. It was tipped away. Now Peters with it out top to Cardell. Cardell, oh, tried to cross over, but did it with two hands, and that will turn the ball right back over to the Tigers. Up off the bench, Cassie Crummel back into the contest now for the Lady Vikes as Kai checks out.
Schroeder offensively for AHST needs to take advantage and really take it at Sint, because if she's got those four fouls, if they get her out of the game, that'd be a huge advantage.
Sint struggling with the dribble, now lost it, picked it up at center court to keep possession. Now it's Huerta with it out top. She picks up her dribble, needs some help to bounce pass down low. We got a traveling violation. She got the ball to Brooke Hansen, but she was down on the ground moving around, and that's a turnover. So the ball goes back now to AHST. A three-point lead for Griswold. 2:23 left to play. Inbound speed to Peters in the backcourt. Pressure backcourt again by Griswold as they try to pressure from the backside, chase down every dribble. And now Peters with the ball out center court, and they're going to have a jump ball call. She's tied up, and the ball goes back the other direction.
That's a good defense that time by Griswold. The Lady Vikes need to do something to help each other out, so they just kind of let Peters take it and get stuck in that situation.
Front and back on the defensive pressure. We got a timeout now. 2:14 left, three-point lead for Griswold. Back in a minute. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Homes of Atlantic, Anita, Adair, and Casey, serving the community with quality care and concern during the times of need. That's Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Atlantic, Anita, Adair, and Casey. Jacobson Plumbing and Heating of Fontenelle is your local trained dealer. Whether your plumbing, heating, or air conditioning needs service, call Jacobson Plumbing and Heating at 887-838-4724. It's hard to stop a train. The Danish Immigrant Museum in Elkhorn invites you to stop in and take a tour. You don't have to be Danish to explore the heritage and the traditions. Across oceans, across time. At the Danish Immigrant Museum in Elkhorn.
The score. Griswold leading. They have the ball. 2:14 left as they inbound at center court. Jordan Sint will get the ball across the timeline. Sint out top with it. Working the dribble. AHST going to have to be a little more aggressive. Griswold stretches the floor a bit. Now to the baseline they go. And a kickout pass to Hansen. Hansen drives. The jumper up and in. Hansen into the lane. Brooke Hansen proves she can hit the long range and the short range as she hits a little 8-footer in the lane on the run. It's 38-33 Tigers. Up the floor comes Lady Vikes as Groby in the lane now. Gets caught in traffic. Gets rid of the basketball. Now out top, Crummel to the high post again. Groby, right side drive, and a reach-in foul going to be called from behind. And that's going to be all for Jordan Sint. She has just picked up her fifth and final foul of the night, so she'll have to leave with a minute 35 left to play.
Got to give her some credit. She continued to play pretty aggressive defense the whole time she was in there, and That was with still a minute left in the third quarter that she picked up that fourth foul. So good job playing as long as she did.
Roby at the free throw line now to shoot the 1-1. Important free throws, and the first one is no good. Rebound hits the floor. It's tapped out and picked up by Huerta. So they come up empty from the line, and long pass up the floor. Now it's Hansen with it. Hansen out top with it for the Tigers here to the near side. Leaves it for Robinette. She'll drive baseline. Cut off there and leaves it back outside for Brunk. Markel Brunk here on the outside tries to hand it off, and we got a timeout asked for from the Griswold bench. We'll take a break with a minute 15 left and a 5-point Griswold lead. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAM.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Mick Allen, a registered representative with ING Financial Partners. See Mick for your investment needs. His office is located in Atlantic. Stop by or give Mick a call. Mick Allen, registered representative and securities offered through ING Financial Partners Incorporated. Member SIPC. Seed Pros South in Griswold is your local Pioneer seed provider. Give John Becker, Mark Van Tyker, and Lee Satoff a call to help you with all of your seed needs. Their goal is your profitability. Call Seed Pros South in Griswold at 712-778-4486. For economical grocery shopping, freshness, quality, low everyday prices, and friendly personal service, visit Fairway Store Incorporated. Also try Fairway's full-service meat department at 3rd and Poplar in Atlantic.
Griswold basketball. They have a 5-point lead with a minute 15 left to go in this fourth quarter. The inbounds pass lobbed out top, knocked away and stolen. Tipped by Crummel. Schroeder stole it, then she got fouled. Huerta got her from behind. Boy, that's exactly what you don't want to happen from the Griswold side of the floor.
Yeah, that's tough to swallow coming out of a timeout, especially.
Yeah, you just showed them what to do. You turn the ball over and then commit the foul to give them a chance. With just 2 seconds ticking off the clock to score from the line. So the front end of the bonus on the way. It is good by Caitlin Schroeder. She kind of deadened that one off the back of the rim. Let it roll in. 38-34 now the score. One more try from Schroeder. And the second one is good as well. So it's a three-point game again. 38-35. Lady Vikes pressuring backcourt, ball knocked away, out of bounds, almost stolen, a lob pass across the lane. Meant for Kirkhoff, Schroeder darn near stole it. Minute 8 to go, Griswold will try again against full court pressure. Into the backcourt now, Kirkhoff with it, tries to dribble up through the double team. She does get to the front court, and we have got a foul call on Crummel, riding her up the sideline on the hip. And both teams in the double bonus now, so it's two shots the rest of the way. That'll send Kayla Kirkhoff to the line. She's been there once and missed her only try. A minute 2 left to play. First free throw here is no good. In and out. One more try coming here for Kayla Kirkhoff. In case you're wondering, no, neither one of these teams are shooting free throws very well tonight. Second one is good. Kirkhoff converts the second one. It makes it a 4-point game, 39-35. Lady Vikes ball, 1 minute to play. Front court, Schroeder here left side, drives to the lane. And dumps a pass to Groby that's stolen by Brunk. She jumped in front of the lane and took it away. Now Huerta here in the back court. She'll work it up ahead on the dribble. Gets across the timeline all the way to the baseline. Stops and looks for help now. As she throws it across the lane, outside to Kirkhoff, her jumper up, and good. A dance on the rim forever before it fell through. 41-35, a 6-point game now, and the Lady Vikes nearly throw it away. Groby grabs the long pass to Peters in the lane. The bank shot good. Down low on the block. 41-37, 20 seconds left. Tigers underneath trying to inbound. They do, and it's out of bounds. Stumbling from the baseline there was Hansen, and the ball rolls off of her out of bounds. Might have gotten a little push from behind, but it's going to be out of bounds to Lady Vikes with 15 seconds now left and another timeout asked for here on the floor. We'll just keep it here on this timeout. 15.9 to be exact on the clock, 15 seconds left. 41-37 the score. Seemed like it's been a slow plodding game most of the night, but this last couple of minutes of the ball game, all of a sudden everything's picked up.
Yeah, they're trying to push it up and down the floor. Pretty rare there on that possession a moment ago by Griswold that you see a pass come from the block on a bounce pass back up to the opposite elbow, but it worked out as it went right into the hands of Kirkhoff, and she got the roll. But then AHST wisely got down the floor quickly and got the basket they needed from Peters, and now the defense gets them the ball right back here. So they've got a great opportunity here still. I mean, not a lot of time left, but very doable, down four with 16 seconds left.
So the Lady Vikes will have the ball. They'll inbound on the baseline in the front court. So a chance to inbound, get a basket. 41-37, a four-point lead for Griswold as the Tigers come back out to play defense. It'll be Schroeder keying it in on the baseline here for the Lady Vikes. Schroeder looks and still looks and now asks for timeout. Chance to take a good look at the defense. No real pressure. You got plenty of timeouts left, so plenty of opportunity for them here. This will be a 30-second timeout, so we'll keep it right here. As I have it here, Griswold has one timeout left, a full, and AHST has three of them left. Two of those are fulls.
Yep. So, yeah, still plenty of chance to use those for AHST, especially if you get a basket here and then, you know, need to figure something out after that. Of course, you like to go for the steal immediately. Obviously, they'll probably try to foul if they can't get a steal after they hopefully get a bucket. So, got those in your back pocket. It's nice to know that.
Once again, the Lady Vikes will try to inbound down on the baseline. 15.9 left to play here in the fourth. Schroeder to key it in. Schroeder here near side. It's Crummel out on the arc. Gets a screen. Just no shot there, though. And we've got a foul call. And it's going to be against the Lady Vikes. They're going to call Courtney Cardell for setting a moving screen. And that'll be a turnover then. So the Tigers get it back. 12 seconds left as they look to inbound. Huerta keys it in here to Robinette in the back court. Robinette up the sideline. Nobody fouling. Now ahead Hanson in the front court. Still no fouls. And now a jump ball. But just 3 seconds remain.
Boy, he needed to foul me. I'm surprised that not more people were screaming at him to make it happen. Now you're putting yourself in the spot where you don't have enough time.
Lady Vikes will inbound, and we're going to have another timeout. This one asked for by AHST. Just 3 seconds left to play here in the contest. Again, we'll just keep it here with this timeout. Just 3 seconds left. Yeah, quite frankly, Griswold needs to do nothing. The game, if I'm the Griswold coach right now, I'm telling my girls, you guys go down on that far baseline down there, and you just stand out of the way. You let them throw the ball down and lay it up. Because as soon as they lay it up, time runs out. I mean, they're going to call timeout anyway, AHST, but it's going to take it. You know, they'll be lucky to get a basket before that 3 seconds runs off. They have to go nearly the length of the floor.
Yeah, there's just no way. I'd send everybody, like you said, on the other side of the corner. That way you have no chance of committing a foul and getting the three-point shot made and have that miracle four-point play arise. So you had to stay away. And if you are going to skate out there, stand up there with your hands straight up in the air and don't let anybody get near
you. Here we go. Cardell will inbound here in the back court for the Lady Vikes as they try to screen and fire one high and deep. The ball knocked away loose. It's on the floor and time's going to run out as the Tigers hang on to win it here. 41-37, your final. Good ball game here tonight. Good finish. As Griswold hangs on, 41-37 for the victory. Back to wrap it up in a minute. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Tires and Service in Adair, your source for Firestone Farm tires. No matter what your farm equipment, Firestone has the tires for you. Plus Tires and Service in Adair offers on-the-farm tire repair. Give Tires and Service a call at 641-742-5517. Outfitters Plus Outlet Store of Atlantic specializes in promoting your group's logo, emblem, school, or business name with direct embroidery or silk screen on garments. Small to large orders accepted. That's Outfitters Plus Outlet Store in Atlantic. Pelgro. Using innovation in seed, chemical, and fertilizer in the combination with precision ag technology to help farmers grow their business. Pelgro and Elkhorn, Atlantic, Oakland, Griswold, Messina, and Stewart.
Jim Beal, Chris Parks back with you here in Griswold. 41-37, the final. Griswold wins it here tonight over AHST. Let's check the numbers for you here in the ballgame for the Tigers. The scoring really spread around for both teams. 12 points for Brooke Hanson. She's the only Griswold Tiger in double figures tonight. Also 7 for Serena Robinette here in the contest this evening to lead the way for AHST. They got 10 points tonight from Danica Groby coming off the bench, 9 from Caitlin Schroeder, 8 from Casey Peters as well, as Griswold wins it here tonight, hanging on down the stretch. AHST never led in the ballgame until early fourth quarter when they took a 29-28 lead. Griswold, however, jumped right back and moved up by as many as 6 points at 41-35, and they end up holding on then down the stretch 41-37 for the victory. Sloppy game for the most part here tonight, but both teams having chances and just not taking advantage. Griswold just took advantage just a little bit more here tonight than AHST. A four-point game and a three-point difference from the free throw line as well, helping them to put that thing away late.
Yeah, and the second half did seem to settle down a little bit for both teams, getting into their half-court sets a little bit better and getting some better looks at the basket. And some big shots hit down the stretch by Griswold. They did hit a few. Hanson had a nice three, and then the bucket by Kirkhoff was big there from the elbow to kind of help seal this up. And they may, like you said, take a little bit more advantage there towards the end to get the win.
Well, Griswold only 7 of 18 from the free throw line, but 4 of 6 in the fourth quarter where you really need to make those, and they did take advantage down the stretch. So that'll do it for us here in game one. 41-37, Griswold picks up their first win of the year. They're 1-6 with the win. Lady Vikes fall to 4-4 with the loss here this evening. That'll do it for game one. It's a doubleheader night, though. Stick around. We'll have the boys' game coming up for you in just a little bit. 41-37, again, your final. Griswold defeating AHST in girls basketball action. For Chris Parks, I'm Jim Field. Thanks for joining us for Game 1. Stick around. Game 2 coming up in just minutes here on KJAM.